Stu Cowan.
Hey, Joel. You know, Habs fans are obviously excited about seeing Caulfield play tonight. I don't know as a coach if you get excited about a single player, but what are you looking forward to most to seeing from Cole tonight?
Well, I'm very demanding on the guys, and I know it's not easy, like I say, to be as good as you can on habits. And if it was easy, everybody could do it and be an NHL player. But I'm always behind them on every achievement or stepstone they have in their career. They know they can text me, call me 24/7 summer, and the guys too. So you'd be surprised in 2020, a guy texts me late at night or in the afternoon and asks me questions. And so I'm very demanding, and it's for them, for their career. So they have a livelihood and they play in NHL. But on the flip side, I really respect their milestone. When they get goals, when they get assists, they should get them, even if we lose. If they have their first game in the pro, I always make a point that their personal life is important to me. It's really important that they have success, or, you know, that they are happy and they feel good about themselves. So I don't go about, oh, I don't care, or it doesn't matter to me. And it's not always about the collective. The collective is every individual that feels good about himself. And for me, Cole playing tonight, it's exciting because it's his first game pro. But I was excited for Laguerre, like last game that played his first game pro, that nobody really talked about, and he did really well. So I'm always, as a coach, trying to treat everybody the same in some way. And I'm always excited for them when they have a milestone like that, which is exciting. So it's fun.
What's the best advice, Joel, you can give a kid, not just Caulfield, but any kid who's coming in to play his first game in the AHL, just about the level of play and what to expect from whether they're coming from junior or university like Cole?
Well, you try to give him a little of principle so the game doesn't, you know, so they don't get stunned by the game in some trigger area. But I can't go and throw everything at them. Especially like when the guy just got up from the East Coast or coming from college and he plays the next day. With Cole, the advantage we got is he got to see a lot of our games. And we get Zoom call with the team every day. So every time we did a meeting with the video, Cole was there on Zoom when he was in quarantine. And we even did extra Zoom call at night and in the afternoon with him just to go over some principles, some adjustment. Again, it's not like it's going to be perfect from the get-go, but just so he has a feel and in which game. And he texted me, oh, coach, I saw that. That's so in question. So, again, I got to let him play a little bit. You know, he's a hockey player. He's been in big stage game. He's been world junior twice. He's played in championship games. So I got to let him be a little bit and just, you know, give him opportunity and assignment. But again, he's a hockey player. He's got to feel it out and find solution.
If I can ask just one last one, what do you remember about your first game in the AHL?
It was after my junior career. I was very excited to turn pro. I felt I was ready. I had two world junior experience, which build confidence and build a little bit of swagger. I've already played NHL exhibition game. So I felt really, really confident. I had a really good game. I remember it was after the season. I played a few games in St. John, New Brunswick, and I felt like I belong into pro hockey. And to be honest, I think Cole feels the same. Like, you probably feel he belongs in the pro and in the NHL at one point. So, and you need that belief in yourself, and you need to, you know it. But those credentials that he has, regardless of the game tonight or tomorrow, give him that bit of a swagger to say he's a hockey player. Like, he gets it. He figured it out. He's got to be fine.
That's it.
Arpin Basu.
Hey, Joel.
Hi, Arpin.
You know, pro hockey is what it is. Stuff like this happens where a super hyped up prospect shows up on a team and gets to play. But I mean, you obviously would know the reality of the dynamic in a room. Do you have to do something with the other guys to make sure that this is well received? You've had such a successful season. You've had guys who have given everything for the team, and then this kid walks in and gets, you know, and gets his shot, which is normal. But what kind of impact do you think that could have on the rest of the guys?
Right now we're depleted a little bit with injury. I mean, what you're talking about is right in a way, but it all depends on the situation. You have to look at every situation being different. You have to look at the group being different. We're a very young team that's depleted right now with injuries up front. We're missing a lot of guys. We're missing Ilonen and Mysak. missing Venmo, missing Belzil. Like, those are top nine forwards that were with us when we played. So, you know, you change the dynamic a little bit, but I got a lot of young guys. Like, RV Pinard has been really good for us since the beginning of the year, like, on every situation. And he's going to go play with Dauphin Lucchini tonight. He's kind of leaving a spot to Cofield, but he's got more experience now, and I want to give experience to Cofield on his line. And I told RV Pinard, like, you're going to go play with Dauphin. He's a hockey player. He's a young guy. He's a rookie. He's going to play power play PK. It's not going to change anything in his ice time. So just manage it really well in this situation. But your question is good, because we could be in a situation where our top three lines are top older veteran guy or guys that are running in all cylinders. And to be honest, Wheel, RV Pinard, and Bayou was quite a line last game again. They've been really good. So, but there's a reality, and I got to manage it. But in this particular situation, there's nothing. But it could be a reality. You're right. You bring in a kid, but the kid's got credential. We have only 12 games left. We need to play, so he's going to play.
I'd imagine it's an intentional thing to put him with Veilleux and Wheel, the veteran presence there. What's the value of having that on the bench? Like, when you come back off a shift, having two guys like that you just spent the shift with, when you're playing your first game, what's the value of that?
Well, the value is to have guys that can play, like with a guy like Cofield, and that's a value to have a good player that played the right way, which Wheel and Veilleux do. You don't want to, you know, you could put him with a veteran that would be a fly-by-night that had bad attitude and bad habits, and now you wouldn't really help Cole with that. You know, I would probably not do it. I'd probably leave the veteran with somebody else. I feel strong that Wheel and Veilleux are a good veteran for us. They're good guys. Veilleux is a hell of a pro, been through so much adversity, and we're so proud of him. So it's just a good fit, but you're right. I mean, there's value, but, you know, since the beginning of the year, and now our veteran have been handpicked a little bit over the years. That's what you want for a program. You want player like Veilleux and Wheel and Ouellette and Olofsson and Blendisi and you know, Dauphin, that all of a sudden they play with young guys, and they're, yeah, sure, no problem, coach. You don't want the veteran to like, I really am going to play with this young guys? I want to play with this and this. It's not good for the program. So you're right. It's very important. And that's why when you have those guys, you got to value them. And that's what we do. We value what they bring on the ice, but also on the bench and off the ice.
Just one last one, if I could sneak it in. What kind of growth have you seen in Fleury and Brooke this season? If there's a specific growth that you've seen out of Fleury and Josh Brooke this season?
Just a lot of mileage that they got over the first few years that now they're getting it. There's still work to do, obviously. Unfortunately, Fleury got hurt. I felt this game was coming along very nice on the road trip during the stretch there. When they were hard games, there were a lot of games, and I thought his consistency was really good. Brooke has been improving from last year and you know, the end of the year, and struggled a bit at the beginning, but he stays with it. And again, you know, it's all about, especially in the back end, less mistake every game and more stability and more efficiency. And I feel with Brooksy, it's been what's changed his game is more efficiency. So, you know, your ratio of good play versus mistake get higher, and we're keep working with him like we do with other. And Schuneman, same thing. I mean, he's progressing really nicely in his game on efficiency. So it's nice to see, but there's a value to have defensemen play a lot of minutes, being exposed in the AHL, make mistakes, but teach them, and then they can grow to be a very efficient defenseman. If you're not a special player, if you're not exceptional on the back end, you better be efficient, because he has no room for you in NHL. If you're not efficient, there's no room for a guy in the NHL.
Merci, Jean. Amy Johnson.
Merci. Good morning, Joel. Just as quickly for you, in terms of tonight's game, I know you've talked before about how Toronto is a much different team from the Manitobas and the Stocktons. So what are the real key things for your group tonight to come away with the 2 points?
Oh, that's a really good question. And I told that to Steph Leroux, is I have no idea tonight what's going to bring, to be honest. In a way that Charlie Lindgren's first game hasn't played in a while. We got Olofsson and Ouellette that got a couple of first game, but you know, and Liguria's first game. I got Dauphin that hasn't played in a long time. He's playing his third game. We got Cole's first game. We're changing the dynamic. This team right now is different. So my job with the guys to get those performance back to where we want. And don't get me wrong, last game wasn't terrible at all. But now we're facing a different team, more probably dynamic a little bit, more challenging in some way. And I'm not quite sure how this group will gel quickly together with one practice, really. And Cole couldn't even get practice. So this is a game where, as a coach, I'm going with eyes wide open and ears and feeling what's going on. It's a little different feeling that when we were in Stockton and, you know, we had those guys for weeks and weeks and, you know, it didn't really change and our performance was keep climbing. Now, and it's the AHL, it's the reality of hockey. We've changed a lot of moving parts. Like, we have a lot of moving parts. Dynamic is totally different right now than it was 2 weeks ago. So I'm going to be ready for anything. And I don't know what to expect too much from Toronto other than they're a good hockey club with good players. So let's see where it goes.
As you mentioned, it has been a while since Lindgren last played. Does he seem eager to get back in the game action tonight?
Charlie's a great guy. He's a worker. He wants to do well. So, you know, obviously, he's worked hard. He was with Marco a couple of weeks ago and with Sean for the last few weeks. So, you know, it is what it is. It's a COVID year. We have carried it on the sideline and Chucky hasn't played in a while. So he's got to play. We get that. And welcome him with open arms. This is our job. This is what we need to do. It's the same thing like with Xavier. Xavier was playing well in the NHL and, you know, situation happened and then he's here to make sure he stays ready and fit. So it's our job to, it changed the dynamic for a coach. Don't get me wrong, especially you had injury on top of it, but this is why we're here.
Thank you, Amy. Last question, Grant McCagg.
Thank you, Charles. I have a couple of questions, but apologies ahead of time. Neither regarding Caulfield.
The rules. The first question is good. You get a second one.
Sorry, neither about Cole. I hope that's okay. You mentioned injuries there. Maybe a little update on the guys. Were any of them skating this week? And if not, can we expect them to at least be skating soon?
We put Mysak on the trip because we feel that, you know, his last 24, 48 hours were good, and let's see where he is tomorrow. But, you know, we're gonna be smart with him. He's a young player we like, and he's only 18 and he hasn't practiced with the team that much. But we thought it was important for him to be around the team and, you know, something would happen. He would be close to play tomorrow. We'll wait and see. He had a really good skate today. Everybody else stayed back. There was no point for the 3 days where, especially with COVID, to bring player just to skate around. Francis Bouillon was skating the guy back then with Sebastian Bono was our athletic therapist back in Laval. So, it's hard to say. I'm not going to lie to you. Some guys are skating. Some guys are skating alternate day because they got to be smart and careful. So there's no clear picture. And this is really honest and truthful on who's going to be back and when. There's a lot of uncertainty, to be honest, on some of our players. I mean, we're not dramatizing it. It's not that bad. But there's nothing I can really tell you to chew on because I don't really know.
Okay.
Hopefully
Paquette Bizon, you know, he practiced for the first month there, Bizon, and then he played and looked really good. Laguerriere, it was even longer, like 2 months probably, and then stepped in. And I think, in scouting him the last couple of years, I think he's best, most effective when you don't really notice him, that type of defenseman. And I didn't really notice him, if you know what I mean. He wasn't careless with the puck and stuff. Maybe just reflect a bit on
him. Know, right, guys. Guys sometimes are better when you don't notice them. And I actually had a talk with a player today that said, after the game, like, I don't even know if he played or not. Sometimes it's a good thing. You're efficient. And that's what Liguerre was last game. He was efficient, and he stayed within his, you know, boundary we set for him for the 2 months that, you know, he skated with us. Like, you not do this, you do this. You don't do this, you do this. Sometimes player needs to be in a bit of a box so they're comfortable and they stay in their sandbox, and you don't go play outside the sandbox. You go play outside the sandbox, then you get a slap because that's not you. And he was really good to be in a sandbox in the game. You're right. He was. I was very proud of him. I told him he did what he had to do. He's got some, you know, tools, and I thought he did quite well. It was his first game, and credit to the player and Stefano and Dan and the guys. We skate the guys really hard when they're not playing. If you look when our guys get in the lineup, they're fit. They're ready to play. And that's credit to the program and the guys that have worked with them to make sure that they have the workload and they don't come out of breath the first game they played. They actually know they're fit, so they have confidence. So credit to the player and the staff. But you're right, he was good, and we're going to keep playing him tonight and see how he does.